Good morning and welcome to this week's installment of Looking South, ICRT's regular look at the central government's new southbound policy. I'm Eric Gao, and today I am joined by Professor Shan-Ling Liu, the Vice President for International Affairs at National Taiwan Normal University. Mr. Liu, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning.
Mr. Liu, the Tsai administration has made talent cultivation one of the main pillars of its new southbound policy. Why is this issue so important for Taiwan and also for our regional neighbors?
Well, this issue is very important for Taiwan because Taiwan does not have any natural resources. So talent cultivation become a foundation for development in Taiwan. However, we are facing three big problems against talent cultivation in Taiwan. First, Taiwan currently has more than 160 universities in a country with just 23 million people. So the percentage of our high school students to enter into college is almost 100%. The overall quality of our college student is going down. And second, Taiwan has the world's lowest birth rate. I believe it is 0.9 baby per family. Already many middle school and high school are seeing empty seats, so we need more students. And third, Taiwanese young people are recently struggling with low salary and long working hours because Taiwanese companies lost business to China-based competitors. So I think the new southbound policy will be a good solution for these three big problems. And furthermore, the Southeast Asia country are new lanes of opportunity for our Taiwanese young people.
So I understand that both companies and schools are teaming up to help foster talent under this policy. So what kind of joint projects are being carried out to nurture these talented individuals?
Okay, at my university, NTNU, first, we offer the Southeast Asia language program to our students. For example, Vietnamese language, Thai language, and Bahasa Indonesia language. And second, we send this student to the Southeast Asia country for the summer industrial internship. For example, Formosa Plastic Indonesia, Moonlight Industry Indonesia, and Fuxing Securities Corporation in Vietnam. And third, at NTNU, we implement a program to teach our students how to start with their own business in the Southeast Asia country step by step, from deciding what kind of business the student wants and researching the idea, writing a business plan, choosing a business structure, assembling the team, and so on.
So what have these projects achieved in the 2 years plus that the new southbound policy has been in place?
So in 2017, 24 NTNU students went to the Southeast Asia country, including Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Vietnam, and joined this government's new southbound policy industrial overseas internship program.
And how did they enjoy it? What did they learn? What did they come away with?
So what I see, the response from our NTNU students is very positive. This program help our students strengthen their global vision and language skill and ability to adapt to life. And furthermore, our students participating in this overseas internship can deeply understand the multiple appearance in the world and different culture and with a different perspective and more open-minded to embrace the world.
And moving forward, how do you envision these programs continuing into the future? Are there going to be any changes made to them to make them even more effective or to make them broader in scope?
I really hope this program, okay, the government will continue to run this program, not only benefit our young students, but also the students in the Southeast Asia countries. So at National Taiwan Normal University, in addition to send our students to the Southeast Asia country for the industry overseas internship program, we also recruit the lecturers from the Southeast Asia country to pursue their higher degree at NTNU and coordinate with the new Southbound policy. And we believe the NTNU is the bank of the talent cultivation for these lecturers from the Southeast Asia country. And I hope our government will offer more Taiwan scholarship and elite scholarship to attract these lecturers. And this will be a win-win situation for the talent cultivation, both for Taiwan and for our regional neighbors.
This internship program has already been going on for a couple years now. Do you have any students who've already graduated and used this experience to move on and find jobs in certain industries?
Not yet. So we just started this program in 2 years at NTNU, so it's still ongoing. And I hope our student graduate and will start their own business in the Southeast Asia country in the near future.
We've been chatting with Professor Shanling Liu, the Vice President of International Affairs at NTNU. Mr. Liu, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the air this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
And that wraps up today's look at the central government's new southbound policy. For this and past episodes of the series, head on over to the ICRT website. You can find Looking South under the podcast section and on our app or on iTunes. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you for joining us.